After a day of intensive discussions with Indian officials in New Delhi, U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns says he is confident the U.S. Congress will approve the nuclear energy agreement signed by the two countries in July. As part of the deal, the United States has agreed to give India access to civilian nuclear energy technology, barred so far to New Delhi, because it is not a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. But it must be approved by the Congress, and many members, both Republican and Democrat, have voiced concern that it could undermine global non-proliferation efforts. Nevertheless, Mr. Burns says the Bush administration is winning support on Capitol Hill for the agreement.
I'm convinced that our Congress will support this. And our hope is when President Bush visits India, and he's looking forward to it very much, in the early part of 2006, we will have made sufficient progress so that this agreement can be put into place. That's our hope and it's our expectation.
The nuclear deal was signed during a visit to Washington by Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh in July, amid steadily warming ties between the two countries. If implemented, the agreement will help India meet its burgeoning energy needs. As part of the deal, India has agreed to separate its military and civilian nuclear programs and open its civilian reactors to international inspection to ensure that nuclear supplies are not diverted for military use. Indian Foreign Secretary Shyam Saran, who led the discussions on the Indian side, says New Delhi is already working on how to implement its part of the agreement.
In terms of some of the responsibilities which India has to carry out, we have delivered on some of them. We are already conforming to and becoming a partner in a global non-proliferation regime, and we see ourselves, both United States and India, as partners in that effort.
Mr. Burns says the United States sees India emerging as a major partner in the coming years. He is scheduled to hold more discussions with Indian officials on Saturday. India's growing proximity to the United States is believed to have influenced New Delhi to vote with Washington last month to threaten Iran with referral to the UN Security Council for its nuclear activities. In New Delhi, Mr. Burns called on Tehran to return to negotiations and find a diplomatic solution regarding the nuclear issue. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.